If objectivism wins and takes over the culture, will it be irreversible? For instance, if Ayn Rand would have written her works in the 17th century instead of Kant, and Kant came around in 1957 and wrote his critique, his philosophy would have had no effect, right? Wrong. You cannot say any philosophy. Automatically, once it's there, once it's dominant, it takes over. We've seen that over and over. After Aristotle and the whole wonderful Greek civilization, the Middle Ages were all thrown out. And to this day, we had a wonderful politics of the founding fathers, and you see what we have. There are many mechanisms by which a philosophy can be overthrown. The people advocating it get sloppy. They're not that interested. They think it's automatic. There's always a silent minority or an uninfluential minority in every culture who resents what's going on but keeps silent because they have no support. But they may start to get some support from some people. And the establishment may start to lose some. And then there's some disaster, maybe caused by within the society or without. And it's blamed on the first faction, etc. And the end is the entrenched philosophy is overthrown. And rapidly, as I've given you examples, and the principle here is eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. That was Benjamin Franklin, I think, wasn't it? Anyway, 100% true. Objectivism takes over. The people involved there in keeping it, the intellectuals, the teachers, and so on, if they are not eternally on the watch, it's going to be not too long before you won't even remember what objectivism was.